Perhaps a good example might be the Greek Orthodox worship of icons, where the visual connection with the image is really the central thing. It's not simply that you're contemplating a vision of a saint in some aesthetic sense. You're looking through the icon as a mirror or as a window into ultimate reality. There's an element of that that takes place in the Hindu and Buddhist traditions. It's part of the Buddhist contemplation of an image. Now, when lay people go to an image and make offerings to it, or for that matter, take the darshan of the image, their principal goal would be to make merit, that is, to perform good karma, to accumulate good karma, so it'd be possible for them to have a better rebirth in a future life. And often, when you see the way Buddhist images are used in our world, it is clear that something like this is going on. There's a Thai restaurant in our neighborhood at Boston University, for example, just up Commonwealth Avenue from the classroom building where I normally teach. It's a charming, delightful, but fairly typical Thai restaurant. And in the back of the restaurant, there's a small altar with an image of the Buddha, and flowers and incense and so on have been placed there. My sense, even though I've never talked to the owners of the restaurant about why it's placed in there in the restaurant as it is that, of course, it's a gesture of respect to the Buddha, but it also, quite seriously, is a way of invoking the Buddha's aid, making an offering to the Buddha, to invoke in some way the power of the Buddha to prosper in the business of serving Thai cuisine to the inhabitants of Commonwealth Avenue. So the vocabulary of worship is connected with prosperity and good luck, not merely with the pursuit of nirvana. Strictly speaking, though, a monk or a nun would not use the shrines in this way. They would use the shrines as a focus of meditation, to be reminded of the Buddha's teaching in order to prosper themselves on the way to nirvana, to pursue nirvana and be reminded of the things that they need to do in their own meditation and in their own practice to achieve nirvana as the Buddha did in his own experience. So the distinction between the layperson's use of an image and the monk or nun's use of an image is like the distinction between the form body and the Dharma body. The layperson worships the form body to get good karma, to get merit. The monk or nun meditate on the image or on the shrine in order to understand the Buddha's Dharma and appropriate it in their own experience. But actually, the practice of lay people and monks or nuns is more complicated than that and doesn't fall so easily into such a simple distinction, because the lay people often use the shrine clearly to meditate on the Buddha's teaching. It's not just a way of gaining merit, but it's a way of reminding themselves of what the Buddha teaches them about their own life. I remember reading a story about a Thai businessman in Bangkok who was wearing a particular image of the Buddha around his neck, and somebody asked him why he did that, and he said, well, of course, it's good luck. It brings me prosperity in my business. But when he was pressed, somebody asked him, well, how does it bring prosperity to you? The man said, well, it's because it reminds me that I should observe the five precepts, and by observing the five precepts, I can follow the example of the Buddha, and that will help me prosper in this life. So the image teaches him something about the Buddha Dharma while he also pays homage to it as an image. And I think it's also true to say, historically and practically speaking, that monks or nuns are not at all averse to gaining merit in certain kinds of situations. And one obvious reason for this is that not all monks or nuns are going to achieve nirvana in this life. They're part of a long process that will lead perhaps to nirvana somewhere down the road, and so it's not totally inappropriate to act for the purposes of merit making in their ordinary, the ordinary flow of life, even though it's not a part, you might say, of the vocabulary of monastic practice.